Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 207, Satisfied at Dawn, Psalm 90:14. Take this in. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. All our days. Not just the easy ones. Not just the days when everything lines up. All of them. The psalmist knew life the way it actually is. Heavy, tiring, full of days that seem longer than they should be. And still he prayed like this. But notice where he places the ask. In the morning. Not at the end of the day, when he's already running on empty. Before the weight arrives. Before the news. Before the demands, before the world swings the door open and walks in with everything it carries. He wanted God's love to get there first, because the order of the day matters. Who you feed first sets the tone for everything that comes after. And the word the text uses in Hebrew, sabah, doesn't mean a little bit. Sabah is utter fullness. It's like someone who sits down truly hungry and eats until they simply cannot eat another bite, satisfied, complete, without that hollow feeling that something is still missing. God doesn't want to hand you a sip of grace in the morning. He wants to fill you to the brim. And that is exactly what you were made for, not a famished faith, always restless, always reaching for more, because it never quite feels like enough. You were made for the abundance of God's love. But what is it that actually satisfies? The psalmist is exact. It is steadfast love. In Hebrew, hesed, God's unbreakable, loyal, faithful love. Not the love that comes and goes, depending on how things are going. The love that chose you before you even knew you needed it. Achievement fills you for an hour. Other people's approval fills you for a day. Material comfort fills you until the next crisis. But God's hesed, that loyal love revealed completely in Jesus Christ, who went to Calvary so that none of us would have to walk through life hungry forever, that love satisfies for real. Forever. And here is the wonder of it. This love is not an idea. It has a face. It took on flesh, walked dusty roads, touched people nobody else would touch, and went to the cross carrying what we could not carry ourselves. When you open your hands in the morning and ask to be satisfied, you are not reaching for an abstract force. You are receiving a person. You are receiving Jesus. And what is the fruit? The psalmist says it plainly. We rejoice and are glad all our days. Not on the perfect days. All the days. Because this joy does not depend on how the day turns out. It is already loaded before the day begins. Those who drink from God in the morning do not walk into the world empty-handed. They go out full, and what is full overflows. So today, do this one thing. Before breakfast, before you reach for your phone, before you open anything, pause for 2 minutes. Place your open hands on your lap and say out loud with intention, Lord, satisfy me with your steadfast love this morning. That simple, let God be the first to fill your day, and watch what happens to the days that start that way. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.